Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So far, authorities have no suspects in the string of 11 arson fires that struck early Sunday within a half-mile radius in the western Mass city of Northampton. The fires have residents concerned and on alert. At a community meeting last night, residents demanded protection and tried to figure out what they can do to help protect themselves. Jill Kaufman from public radio station WFCR was there and has this story.
When city residents walked through the doors of College Church last night, they were handed brochures from the Ward 3 Neighborhood Association. The front panels read, "Great Neighbors Working Together." On a frigid night, they greeted each other warmly, and it would seem like a simple gathering of friends if they weren't all here to talk about last weekend's tragic fires. The fires have rattled many city residents like nothing ever before. And so the mayor, the chief of police, and deputy fire chiefs stood at the front of the room to provide whatever information they could and to hear from the public.
Thank you all for coming tonight. My name is Bill Bliznak. I'm a Ward 3 resident for 53 years, and I want to thank all the city departments for their hard work. I was up there.
Not everyone was so upfront with their praise.
These instances of fires in Ward 3 have been an issue since I've been in the city.
We've had Jonathan Brody fires. Has lived on William Street in Ward 3 for about 5 years. He told Mayor Claire Higgins he's upset with city officials, and it wasn't until two people died that they got proactive about suspicious fires that have plagued Northampton for years. And he said it comes down to this. Ward 3 is on the other side of the tracks.
We are.
I hear what you're saying, but I want to just say for a minute that our police officers and our firefighters have been working on this issue for the number of years that you've talked about. They've been out on the streets and trying to solve this problem. I talked to the fire marshal yesterday. He said this is one of the hardest crimes to solve, that there have been communities where fires went on for 10 years and then the person stopped setting them and it never happened again and it was never solved. That's what I really don't want to happen in this community. I don't believe this is a question of ignoring Ward 3 because of class or any other reason. And I'm sorry that that's coming up as an issue because I really don't think it's true.
And that drew a round of supportive applause. Many people last night focused on what action they could take. Mayor Higgins told the crowd their own vigilance is step number one.
And if every single one of you talks to 10 of your friends in the city, we can maybe get more eyes and ears on the street so that we can make this bring this to an end. But we're going to need you to do this.
Residents like Naomi Cairns would like to help. But after last weekend, staying in Northampton is not an option. Cairns lives in an apartment on Highland Avenue. She was the only one in the house Sunday morning when the porch was set on fire, and she hasn't slept since.
I feel safe sleeping maybe around 8 to like 11 in the morning.
This is Cairns' second fire. 3 years ago in January, she almost died when her house on Holly Street, about a half mile from where she lives now, went up in flames. She said investigators never determined how the fire was started. And even though her family is local...
I'm moving, which is a battle because I don't want to leave my home because I won't give it up again. But I can't sleep then, and then I can't work.
But Robert Davis, who lives on Franklin Street and woke up to a car on fire outside his home Sunday morning, says this is his Northampton. He's not going anywhere.
We've got a good neighborhood, and it's like a family, not just in the neighborhood, but the whole town has this attitude of family. And my thing is, I've got two kids raised in this area and doing incredibly well. Got a magnificent wife. I like it around here.
This week, Davis started meeting more of his neighbors, and they've all exchanged telephone numbers. He said it's better to be safely paranoid than dangerously complacent. City officials, the Red Cross, and other emergency workers might not use those exact words, but they agreed. Almost every speaker at the podium encouraged residents to get to know their neighbors, put up smoke alarms, keep flammables off their porches, and lock their doors. And at the end of the evening...
In the car? Okay, here you go. We'll be having more printed. Do you need another one? You got one? Okay, very good.
On the way out, instead of a brochure from Ward 3, the fire department's chaplain was handing out bright yellow index cards filled with pointers on how to stay safe in your home and where to report suspicious activity. For WBUR, I'm Jill Kaufman.